IVM.
I already have insurance. I'm already well insured. Oh, insurance? I don't think we need it in today's times. Insurance? I don't believe in insurance. Insurance? Yeah, my office has already provided. Insurance? I'll tell my husband to connect with you. Insurance? I am not in a mood to talk about death and all. Such an important product and so sidelined. Today's Sip of Finance gives you a perspective on the core, the essence of insurance. Welcome to a Sip of Finance podcast by Priyanka Acharya. I'm your host, Shanali, and this is a lady special podcast that will help you get better with your finances. Conceptualized by Priyanka Acharya, a financial consultant who simplifies a lot of financial jargon for you. She comes with 14 plus years of experience in this field and has helped many grow their money. So, you can now learn simple finance not just in English, but in 7 other languages. Let's get started. Let me start with my one-liner explanation of insurance from my experience of the last few years. If I talk about the 80s or 90s, illnesses, accidents, and young deaths were rarely discussed. There used to be those dadi ma ke nuskhe which always took preference over costly treatments. Buying barren lands and keeping those as investments for times of emergency, keeping gold as an emergency provision, was very popular. Yes, there were hospitals, but the costs, amenities, and comparisons amongst hospitals were very less. I still remember one of my old aunts used to say, "Insurance? Why should we have it? If I start selling my secret recipe wala kadha, I can make life difficult for medicine supplies and doctors." I had once conducted an awareness session in my own housing society about insurance facts. I scheduled it on a Sunday morning, thinking that people would be relaxed and shall turn up. Met a few aunties and friends on the previous day and invited them personally. Reaction? "Oh, insurance? Achha, achha. Let me see. Sunday na, we have guests at home." "Sunday? Nobody wakes up early, so I'm very busy till late afternoon in the kitchen." And the irony is that the same aunties conveniently attend functions, sports events, even funerals on Sundays. I'm not discouraging other commitments at all. We can't keep thinking about finance all the time. I'm just thinking, for insurance to become a priority in families, it's going to take some real revolution. In today's episode, let us focus on why is insurance sidelined so much. There are 4 major reasons. 1. The majority of families have developed the tendency to keep insurance as last in the financial planning process. 2. Commitment to insurance is usually not met. If a family commits to secure a life for, say, 20 years, after 3-4 years, the policyholder may feel the premium burden and midway stop it. 3. Insurance is usually bought once in a while, either during first or second salary phases, or once when family responsibilities or home loans begin, or when one reaches mid-age and feels the need for a retirement planning. And lastly, since this is a show focused on women, let me give you a woman-specific side to this. Majorly, women say, "My husband or my father has bought policies. We do have insurance. How much? Well, I don't know much." And as we always talk of solutions in our Sips of Finance, let me share 3 basic solutions to these challenges. 1. When we eat food, we usually say, "Dessert is for the last." My innocent nephew too says, "Masi, keep best for the last." Insurance is a security provision, not an appreciation-giving product. That's the basic nature of insurance and that's its significance. If you compare it with food, insurance is like the vegetables. It is not our brownie or gulab jamun. Hence, never keep it for the last. Start with the vegetables and keep the cakes and ice creams for the end. 2. Insurance is not an obligation you make on the policyholder. In fact, it is a legal contract between insurer and policyholder. Many people feel they did some charity to an agent by buying the policy. Many even ask for a share in the agent's commission as a gesture. Please do not make that mistake after listening to this episode. Yeah, it may sound very lucrative at the start, but this may not work for you. 3. Random insurance buying is a result of the mindset that insurance is a burden. A typical habit is to delay buying life insurance because it does not find a place in the family's budget. When insurance is the last priority in your budget, you will always end up being underinsured. Let me give you an example. Suppose today Seema is earning 60,000 per month and is paying for home and car EMIs, household expenses and luxuries. The insurance premium currently is say 5,000 per month. Effectively, Seema is paying exactly a month's salary over a period of a year. Now, if the policy is for 20 years, Seema's monthly income would have increased way ahead of that 60,000 per month. When the policy matures, Seema will have a feeling, I paid for so many years, but the insurance policy hardly gave me returns. The mistake was not in buying a small policy. The mistake was not adding insurance cover regularly. When we are so comfortable buying a bigger home, bigger car, better brand clothes as income rises, why not buy a bigger sum of insurance regularly? There are so many myths of insurance we live with, and there are so many nuances and so much jargon that we must discuss them at least on a Sip of Finance podcast. I just shared the basics today. In the next episode, I shall go towards the insurance buying process and jargons associated. For parents listening to the show, keep in mind, we admit our children to school and pay for their kindergarten to post-graduation fees every year. The fee keeps increasing as the child gets to a higher phase of education and plus, there is no guarantee when we shall get the returns we expect. If you smiled when I said this, you clearly understood what insurance is. So keep that smile intact and check if you have so far made any of these three mistakes. If you did, share with me exactly what happened. If you didn't, check this with a friend. That's a wrap on this episode of A Sip of Finance podcast. We will see you in the coming week. Thank you for tuning in. If you found this podcast helpful, do give us a shout out on social media and tag us. It will help us empower more people. If you want to reach out to Priyanka, she is available on Instagram at Priyanka U Acharya and on LinkedIn as Priyanka Acharya. You can listen to this podcast on the IVM Podcasts app, website or wherever you get your podcasts. Do follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. See you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya.